This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. A senior North Korean military official said that recent tests of defense technology were aimed at subduing nuclear threats from the United States. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the statement came after Pyongyang conducted a test at its long-range rocket launch facility.
North Korea's Academy of Defense Science says what it describes as a crucial test was the second carried out at the Soe satellite launching ground in a week. Separately, the chief of the Army's general staff states North Korea has built up tremendous power, and the findings will be used to develop new weapons to allow the country to definitely and reliably counter U.S. nuclear threats. Analysts see the statements as an indication the tests likely involve technologies to improve intercontinental ballistic missiles that could potentially reach the U.S. North Korea has been trying to pressure the Trump administration for major concessions as Kim Jong-un's end-of-year deadline for nuclear negotiations approaches. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Specialist teams were due to return to New Zealand's volcanic White Island Sunday to resume a land search for the bodies of two victims of an eruption which has killed 15 people. Two four-person teams wearing protective clothing and using breathing apparatuses were due to land on the island by helicopter in the hope of finding the bodies, which have not been located since the island erupted December 9th. Six bodies have been recovered. Police divers working in near-zero visibility in contaminated waters around White Island tried Saturday to find the remaining two victims. For the first time, police have released the name of one of those killed. She was 21-year-old Crystal Browett, a veterinary nursing student from Melbourne, Australia. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A court in Khartoum sentenced former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir on Saturday to 2 years of detention in a correctional facility. As Naba Mohideen reports, that came after he was convicted of corruption and money laundering.
A court in Khartoum sentenced former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir on Saturday to 2 years of detention in correctional facility after convicting him of corruption and money laundering, the first verdict after his ouster last April. Bashir also has been indicted at the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity and genocide in Darfur. More than 300,000 civilians have been killed since 2002, and the conflict has displaced some 2 million people. The verdict is the first in a series of ongoing trials against Bashir, and the first by the transitional government that has ruled the country since his removal. Naba Mohideen for VOA News, Khartoum.
Tens of thousands of people, many with fish-shaped posters, packed Rome's Piazza San Giovanni as part of a grassroots movement known as the Sardines against the League's leader Matteo Salvini's politics. We get more from Reuters' Emer McCarthy.
Protesters denounced Salvini, whose anti-immigrant Italy First rhetoric has resonated with many other voters. The Sardines movement is gaining momentum across the country after an initial protest that drew more than 10,000 in Bologna at the start of November. Salvini has dragged the League from the edge of extinction to become Italy's largest party in just 6 years, prompting an uncompromising line on law and order and promising big tax cuts in defiance of European Union budget rules. Critics say he promotes hatred with his social media attacks on marginalized groups like illegal immigrants, but his message has resonated with many in a country that has still not recovered from the financial crisis of a decade ago.
That's Emer McCarthy reporting. Officials in Afghanistan said Saturday that Taliban infiltrators killed at least 25 government security forces in Ghazni province. The overnight insider attack happened in the Karabakh district, where a group of seven security personnel turned their guns on fellow soldiers at a local Afghan army base Friday night. District Chief Ghulam Habib Zarak told VOA the assailants collected arms and a military vehicle from the base before fleeing and rejoining insurgents in the area. He said at least two Afghan soldiers were wounded in the incident. The Taliban claimed in a statement that the attack killed 32 security forces and that its fighters had captured the base. However, insurgent claims are often exaggerated. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.